Today marks 50 years on from the Freedom Rides led by the late Charlie Perkins. Then he set off with a bus filled with university students to raise awareness about the blatant racism within New South Wales towns like Moree, where Aboriginal children had been banned from the local swimming pool. But what has happened to the Aboriginal activist, and have the towns changed their perception of Aboriginal people? The Wire's Justin Fenwick caught up with the Freedom Ride 50 years on.
I didn't know what racism was or what separated whites from blacks in this country until I went to Adelaide, and I realised in that context, when they started to chase me down the street as a nigger, I didn't know who a nigger was. I didn't know I was a nigger.
That was the late Charlie Perkins. He was the start of the change for Aboriginal people in Australia. Today marks 50 years on from the Freedom Rides led by Charlie Perkins. But has Australia's perception of Aboriginal people changed all that much? And what has happened to the Indigenous activist? Shane Houston, Deputy Vice-Chancellor of Sydney University, who is travelling with the new group of Freedom Riders, believes that what the group will experience will be vastly different from that of half a century ago.
I think what they're going to find are that there are some things that have changed. I think that's just the reality of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's lives. Some things have changed, but there is still a long way to go. And I think at the end of this trip, people will find themselves sitting back saying, I did not know that. That I find to be, you know, I did not understand that that was the case. I did not understand these sorts of conditions existed. I did not know that sort of challenges that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people face reach such height.
Shane says that what we're seeing is almost a resurgence of the Indigenous activist.
Look, I think we've had activist leaders across our history, and there have been different leaders for different times, you know. And what we're seeing now is the emergence of groups of activists who aren't angry, but who are really very smart.
You ever met an Aboriginal?
No, I haven't actually. Never. I have lived in Sydney most of my life and have never met an Aboriginal.
Oh, well, I don't know any of them, you know, but I think they're quite nice, friendly people if you know them sort of thing, you know.
Same habits, just as clean and just as intelligent.
That was the idea of Aboriginal people in 1965, just before Charlie and his Freedom Riders set off to change the face of racism in Australia. Now, years later, Rachel Perkins, Charlie's daughter, says that this ride, the reenactment, is a good time to look at the past and reflect on how far we've actually come in terms of segregation and the acceptance of Aboriginal people by the wider Australia.
I think there have been great changes. You know, I mean, in these towns and indeed throughout New South Wales, segregation was, you know, was part of law. And we sort of, the world knows about South Africa and we know about America, but we don't know really and understand and appreciate that it happened in our own country.
Rachel says although we've moved away from the segregation of the past, we still have a long way to go to close the gap.
Our fellow Australians, white Australians, were complicit in, you know, segregation. Now we don't have that so much, and the segregation is of a different nature in that we have a very different, you know, social status in terms of our well-being and our social economic status as First Australians. So, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done.
That's filmmaker Rachel Perkins ending that report by The Wire's Justin Fenwick.